Praise Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Word's Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for devotion is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 16, verses starting from 16 to 33. Book of Acts, chapter 16, verses starting from 16 to 33. Now it happened, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl, possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaimed to us the way of salvation." And this she said for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out of that very hour. But when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, "These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city, and they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe." Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized. Hallelujah. Here ends the Bible reading. Dear brothers and sisters, can you look at how miraculously the Lord had done with Paul and Silas when they were still prisoners? And when he started with the chapter, we had gone to the verse 16, where we see a slave girl who was possessed with a spirit of divination. Many of us would have thought that, how can spirits, they see future? How can they be fortune tellers? Behold and beware of such spirits. There are many people who are making profit out of these spirits, and they are the soothsayers, the naysayers, who make profits by fortune telling. Do not fall into their snares. Beware of such people. For even the spirits, they speak the future. But those spirits will lead you into condemnation. They are the spirits of divination. Do not believe or be deceived by them. That's a warning to you. And now, coming into the main core of a subject, Paul and Silas were made prisoners, and they were tied in chains, and the feet were put in the stocks. They were tied to the stocks, that they cannot be removed or be loosened. from the tight snatch of the chain. At this very hour, Paul and Silas were beaten and they had stripes on their bodies. They were been accused by people with a false accusation, and they were been punished openly. Can you imagine the pain and the agony that they had on the body because of the worst scathing pain? They beat them with rods and they wounded them. But still, can you see the grit and the determination that these both people they had for the Lord? Can you see the ardent, the willpower and determination that they had to praise and glorify the Lord at that very hour? With that same pain in the body, they were singing songs and they were praising the Lord during the midnight when everyone was sleeping. There is no appointed time to praise and thank God in our lives. Let this world sleep, but you be awake and keep praising the Lord. Let your spirit be vigilant and alert in praising the Lord. Do not have to be conformed to this world or conformed to the timings of this world, but you are being chosen apart, and you are a peculiar generation. The Lord calls you a peculiar people, a peculiar chosen generation. Be awake and be vigilant, for the time is at hand. The coming of the Lord is near. So Paul and Silas were enjoying the presence of God. They were singing songs. The Bible says that they were singing hymns. Hallelujah. And what happened? What happened after a few minutes? That was a great earthquake. The prison, the foundations of the prison were shaken. All the chains were loosened. Hallelujah. All the prisoners were set loose. Can you imagine? The power of prayer, the power of praises. God came there to deliver them. They were delivered. The chains were broken. And the jailer was amazed. The jailer was awestruck by that. He figured it out that every prisoner was set loose and they have escaped from prison. But Paul and Silas, they were still inside the prison, for they worship the Lord God Almighty in truth and spirit. They were put in that place for a reason. They had come to the prison with a reason. And God knows the very reason and the purpose of our life. We at times will be juggled by the thought of our flesh that, why am I going through such pain and agony in my life? But behold, my dear brothers and sisters, it might be for the salvation of another family. It might be for the salvation of a friend or a stranger who we never know. So God has a great purpose in the lives of His own servants who obey and follow His words and commandments. If you have been put in the den of a lion, God has a purpose to touch the king. Hallelujah. If you have been put in a prison, chained and beaten, God has a purpose to bring salvation to the family of the jailer. Hallelujah. So always keep praising God, that His name shall be glorified through all our deeds. Either you eat or drink, do it for the glory of God. With the least of our lives, if we can glorify God, then with the best of our lives, how much can we bring glory and adoration to His name? Hallelujah. So what happened? The jailer was awestruck and he was about to kill himself. He was afraid that all the prisoners, they have escaped. And what would happen? The magistrates, they would come and question him and they will punish him or kill him. So he was duty conscious and he wanted to kill himself and die there. But Paul called with a loud voice and said, "Hey, don't worry, we all are here. You do not have to kill yourself, but we are here for a reason. That's to give you a life, to give you an eternal life." Do you know what the very question that the jailer asked? He didn't ask anything. He didn't ask, "How are you guys here? Or haven't you gone out?" But the very question the jailer asked was not concerning about the imprisonment or about the earthquake or about what happened that night. But the jailer was amazed and he asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Can you imagine the heart, the condition in which the jailer was, that he can very next hour, at the very next minute, he was asking this question to Paul and Silas, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" That means the salvation had already come to the house of the jailer. God had already touched him. The Holy Spirit had already spoken to him. And the Lord had paved the way for his salvation. Because the Lord had shown him a sign. The Lord had spoken to the jailer through a sign, because he was also listening to the praise and worship that Paul and Silas were conducting in the church. Sorry, in the prison. So God had already sown a seed of faith in the heart of a jailer. God had already sown the seed. And that seed has grown. It has started to bud and blossom. Now is a time of harvest. That Paul and Silas, they're harvesting the soul. Hallelujah. God has greater plans with you. Do not underestimate the very condition or the very circumstance in which you are going through. God has a greater plan in your life. When you commit your life in the hands of Jesus Christ, and when you say, "Lord, lead me." When you commit your life in the hands of the Holy Spirit and say, "Oh Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me." Never mind even if you are going through hard roads. Never mind if your path is filled with thorns and shrubs or stones. Always be concerned about the destination where you're going. For if you are being guided by the Lord, do not worry about the path in which you are going. Hallelujah. For you can completely trust and believe and obey whatever the Lord says. Even here, the Paul and Silas, they were not affected by the affliction or the persecution that they were being brought upon. But they were happy and rejoicing in the Lord, because they knew that Lord had greater plans in their lives. And through them, the family of the jailer, hallelujah, they were baptized and they were saved. They were saved. The entire family, they came into the Lord God Almighty. They came into the salvation of Jesus Christ, and their family and the household was saved that very hour. That's the greatest testimony that Paul and Silas would have taken with them. They would have testified God 100 times more because of what had happened that night. Our focus was not on the earthquake. Our focus were not on the chains. Our focus were not on the stripes that they had on the body. But our focus is on the soul that they won that night. They won a soul. Along with that soul, the family of that soul, hallelujah, was also being saved, and they were brought into the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. They have been transformed. Hallelujah. That's how we look at a problem. That's how we look at a situation. Not with our worldly eyes, but open your spiritual eyes and see. The kingdom of God will be rejoicing. For his servants had redeemed the lost souls. The lost sheep was redeemed. And the kingdom of God will be rejoicing over them. Hallelujah. And Paul and Silas, they had greater joy, exceeding joy in them. Because the Lord made them an instrument of his salvation. Lord God Almighty worked a greater miracle through them. Hallelujah. That's how the Lord works in the life of his servants, of his prophets. So what should we say? We have the burden on our shoulders to take the gospel of God and reach out to people who never know about the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're supposed to say to them, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. Let us sow the good seeds. Let us sow the good seeds, which is the right duty that the Lord expects us to be doing. We are commissioned with the mission. Hallelujah. We are commissioned with the mission and we are destined with the calling. God has a purpose in your lives. Never give up. Never give up. The situation may be worse, but never give up. Keep praising God. Keep thanking God. Sing praises to Him. For He deserves our praises. Even though our situations are good or bad, but He deserves all our praises. He has given us life. He has kept the breath in our nostrils that we still breathe. For which we have to be thankful to God, regardless of whatever be the situation in which we are walking through. Amen. May the Lord help you to understand Him better and be an instrument of His salvation. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound. Amen. God bless.